USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Los Angeles police officer who fatally shot a 14-year-old through a wall as a suspect was attacking another shopper has been identified as 42-year-old William Dorsey Jones Jr., a veteran cop with the LAPD. Hundreds of homes have been lost after two wildfires started and grew quickly Thursday as high winds whipped through the Front Range in Colorado, forcing tens of thousands of residents from their homes. Clint Folsom, mayor of Superior, Colorado, on CNBC last night.
It's a dire situation here. We've still got a mandatory evacuation order in effect. I'm doing a tour of the town with law enforcement right now, and we've lost a couple hundred houses, and they're still actively burning.
The hardest hit were Superior and Louisville, Colorado. The U.S. Census Bureau has Louisville at about 21,000 residents and Superior at 13,000. Both are located between Denver and Boulder. USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. U.S. entrepreneurs continue to project a strong business outlook despite a slight dip in economic confidence. According to the Spring 2019 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, nearly 70% plan to expand and more than half predict rising revenues. Even as growth remains a focus, entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect against potential threats to their business. Nearly two-thirds have a business continuity plan in the event of a natural disaster, while the majority have taken steps to prepare for an economic downturn and secure data against a cyber breach. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business, Bank of America.
Small business owners remain optimistic about their business outlook and their ability to grow in the year ahead. However, while most entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect their business from potential threats such as natural disasters, an economic downturn, or a cyber breach, a sizable number still are not.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Presidents Biden and Putin held an impromptu phone call Thursday.
President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin during a phone call. It's the second in the past month. The White House says tensions at the Ukrainian border and Ukraine's potential admission to NATO were some of the primary talking points. Putin, who asked for the call, said that Ukraine's entrance into the defense alliance would amount to a security threat to Russia. Biden has told Putin in the past that Russia would face harsh economic punishment if it moved military against Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Oregon Health Authority is reporting two patients at an Oregon hospital contracted a dangerous fungal infection during an outbreak of Candida auris, a type of yeast rare to the United States. The first ever found in Oregon was detected at Salem Health and confirmed December 17th in an individual who had recent international health care exposures. Happy New Year to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Kamala Harris was asked about inflation earlier this week on CBS News. This was her reply.
We have to address the fact that we got to deal with the fact that folks are paying for gas, paying for groceries, and are need solutions to it.
The U.S. Department of Labor is reporting inflation is at a nearly 40-year high. Food is up 6%. Energy costs are up 33%. Gasoline is up 58%. New Year's Eve weather in the south and southeastern United States could put a damper on tonight's festivities.
As most people are ringing in the new year, weather forecasters say a serious and severe weather outbreak could happen that might involve tornadoes. Showers are expected across Texas and much of the south. They say a cold front moving into the region and a strengthening area of low pressure along that front will cause thunderstorms. Warnings are out in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Tennessee. Heavy rain and possible flooding will also be a threat. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis on Thursday shortened the prison sentence of a truck driver convicted in a deadly crash to 10 years, reducing his original 110-year term that drew criticism. Rogel Aguilera Medeiros was convicted of vehicular manslaughter and other charges in the explosive April of 2019 pileup that killed four people on I-70 going into Denver, Colorado. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.